Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. We're back again with the part two of World's Favorite Dating Coach, Colette Gallagher. And if you missed the last one, we're going to do a little recap. We're talking about space-age techniques for finding your perfect date. Now, see, I don't know these things because I quit dating in 1965, which is probably before most of you were born. I hate to admit that. But yeah, that's a long time ago. I graduated from high school in 1965. So I have no idea how dating techniques have evolved since 1965. But our guest knows. And so since then, they've got eHarmony. And if you watch, what's the name of that show? Big Bang Theory. They have a guy on there who's a geologist, and he goes to G-Harmony. That's for geologists. And he goes online, and he finds G-Harmony for geologists. And they match up people online for geologists, and they've got all these different computer things. They've got all kinds of dating things for people to find the perfect match. I haven't a clue, but Colette knows. So, Colette, how do you find a perfect date? Well, first of all, before that, how did you become a dating coach?
It was an interesting journey, actually, because just growing up, watching people's relationships just fascinated me because I had so many contrasting examples. You know, I had my grandparents who were happily married, and then my parents who were unhappily married, and just different. I mean, I have a huge family and just so many different couples, and watching them and just being curious about why some people go into a relationship and they're happy and they're happily married, and other people just let themselves be miserable in their relationships. And so that was the beginning of it. And I got my degree in psychology and then went into life coaching. And then I was trying to figure out for myself, because I had pretty good relationships, but I was unmarried. I was single, and I was trying to figure out, okay, like, what I was doing wasn't working, and now I want to figure out what to do to have a healthy relationship. And so a lot of it was my own trial and error, and going, I was online dating for like 2 years for a while before I figured out my formula, where I just started going on great dates. But it was a lot of hit and miss and trial and error and putting things together, and now I have a formula that works, and it's wonderful, and it just makes it so much easier to navigate the dating world, because a lot of people just don't know. You know, we watch these movies, these fairy tales, like you just meet someone and you fall in love and boom, but it's not that simple, at least not in my experience. So that's how I became a dating coach.
Do you need a degree in psychology to do that?
I hope not. It's just, you can do it yourself, you know, trial and error, and figure it out and navigate it. And I mean, people get married all the time.
So yeah, they get divorced all the time, too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just kind of relearning these fantasies, these fairy tales that we were taught through media and movies about how it's supposed to be easy and it's supposed to be fun and simple and everything is just supposed to be wonderful magically and there's no work involved and you just meet someone and have fun and that's it. You know, we're fed all of these fantasies, and then a lot of people, they didn't have a good example of relationships, of good relationships, because a lot of divorces and single moms, you know, people being raised by single parents and that don't know how to have a happy relationship either, and that's their example. And so it's just learning. It's just relearning what we've been taught and the bad examples, and learning the good ways to do things.
Well, ain't that the truth? Do you actually have, like, written checklists?
I do. Yeah, on my website I have some checklists. So it's ColetteGallagher.com. You can go on there and grab them. But yeah, just mainly being honest about what you want. And I always coach people before, you know, I'm almost like I do a pre-dating coaching as well, where we figure out what exactly you want in a partner. Because a lot of people, again, they just think like, okay, well, my Prince Charming or my princess is going to show up and it's just going to work and it's going to be wonderful. And they don't even take that time to get clear on, okay, what is going to make me happy? What kind of partner am I looking for? And so that's a big part of it. And a big part of what I do is getting people ready to even start looking for a date, because there's work you have to do on yourself. You know, you have to be in a good place where you're feeling good about yourself, because otherwise you're going to accept whatever. You're just going to settle for whatever comes along because you're not feeling that great and somebody's paying attention to you. Maybe you're lonely. And so I work with people on all of that, of getting rid of that loneliness and loving their life. Because I think when you come from a place of loving your life already, oh my goodness, I got some water here, excuse me. And you come from that place of loving your life already, and then you find a partner, it's going to be great, because you're not settling for someone because you're lonely, or you're not settling for someone because you're bored and you're just looking for someone to fill that space for you. You're coming from this place where your cup is already full, you're already feeling love, you're already feeling fun and enjoying your life, and then the partner comes along and he's just the icing, or she's just the icing on the cake to your wonderful life.
Boy, that's true. I mean, it used to be that you grew up to a certain age and then you got pushed out of the house by your parents. You know, you were expected to get married. You know, it's like getting your MRS degree. You know, you had to go get married. So it's nice if you can be self-sufficient. The other thing I want to ask you about is this thing about religion, because I'm Jewish, and so we were expected to marry another Jew, and so it was a big, big deal in our family. And I remember the one thing that stuck in my mind, because I am married to a nice Christian guy, and the big sentence I remember is my sister married a Jewish jerk, and my mother came in one day and she said, "Oh my God, I can't stand it anymore. I'd rather you marry a nice Christian than a Jewish jerk like that guy." And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married almost 50 years now. And so how important do you think religion is in a marriage or in a dating relationship? Is that a big deal?
Oh, it's just like anything else. You know, then that's, again, going back to that being very clear on what you're looking for. But then at the same time, your why. Like, why is it so important that you marry into your religion? Or why is it so important that you marry a certain type of person, and kind of opening up and digging deep into that and saying like, okay, well, what if I met someone who had all of the qualities I was looking for, but they weren't in my religion, or they weren't my political, you know, maybe you're really super Republican or super Democratic, and maybe they're not into your political party. I mean, there's a lot of different things, culture, you know, a lot of people want to marry a similar culture, and that if that's important to you, then definitely keep, you know, stick to that. But then at the same time, it's, I think qualities are more important, like how they treat you and how, you know, how much fun you have together, if you're able to talk to them, if you can trust them. So it's getting clear on all of those things, the qualities of the person, as opposed to, you know, maybe the label. But then at the same time, if you guys are going to be fighting about what you're doing at Christmas.
Oh yeah, he's a prince.
Year,
he's a prince. I wouldn't trade him for anything.
Work.
I wouldn't trade him for anything. It has nothing to do with religion, man. He's perfect.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just when you find a person that you just click with and that has all the qualities you want in a partner, because that's the thing. Like, you can meet someone who's attractive. You can meet someone that's the same religion or the same culture, or the same political background or whatever it is. And if they don't treat you well, if you don't have fun, if they're not a good partner for you, then it doesn't matter. And so I always have people write out the qualities they're looking for in the person and their partner, you know, like in detail, like, okay, I want someone who's going to hold my hand and walk on the beach with me. I want someone who's going to, you know, they like fancy dinners, or maybe you just want to go camping. So you want a partner that's going to want to go camping with you on the weekends, or maybe you want someone who really is into tennis, you know, that's going to enjoy your playing tennis with you every day, or who's just active. You want a super active person because you're very athletic, and so you want someone who's going to get up and be athletic with you, or maybe you're a couch potato and you love movies and you want someone who's just going to sit and watch movies with you. You know, so it's very important to get clear on the type of partner you're looking for.
So that
when you're dating, that you meet someone and you're like, oh, they're so attractive and they're so hot and I want to be with them, but you want someone who's going to watch movies with you, and all they want to do is go play tennis all day. Like, that's just not going to work, you know?
Speaking of that, we got to talk about activities, because we have about a minute coming back. And you post your activities. I am so freaking jealous because I watch you on Facebook. And you have the most incredible activities. And so when you come back, we got to talk about things that you do for trial activities that are going to last you the rest of your life. And I have to tell you, beauty is fleeting, but ugly and attitude goes down to the bone. So when we come back, we're going to have to talk about what you need to do as a trial life to make sure that this is going to be your life partner. So when we come back, yeah. Coletta's going to tell you what you need to do as a trial life for your partner. And we'll be back in a minute with Colette Gallagher and how to have a trial life for your partner. And she's going to tell you some really exciting news.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, y'all. We're back with the darling of dating. Unfortunately, she's not going to be the darling of dating too much longer because Colette has an announcement to make. And what's your announcement?
Oh, I just got engaged to my love, the love of my life.
So you're pretty successful at dating.
Excited.
Yeah, I saw that rock. How do you hold your hand up?
I know.
That's a good size rock there.
Yeah, we did well.
what's his name?
Felipe.
Felipe, what does he do?
He does financial analysis. He does stock trading.
Oh, cool. He can sponsor my show. So would you consider dating kind of an audition for life?
No, dating for audition for life. I think dating is about getting to know someone, and it's about taking your time, because when I was dating, and part of my system is you casually date three people at a time in the very beginning when you're first starting
out.
Not sleeping with them, but just, you know, hanging out with them, because it takes a while to get to know someone and see if you even want to spend more time with them. Because a lot of people get so excited, especially I feel like the people that go on Match.com, because Match.com promises marriage pretty much. I mean, they don't promise it, but they're like,
really?
Oh, Match.com, more marriages, whatever. So the people that I coach that are on that website, it's a little bit different, because their expectations are very high because of the advertisements of Match.com. And so people are like, okay, I'm going to meet my husband, or I'm going to meet my wife. And so they want to rush because they're so excited. They're like, okay, people on here, they're here to meet their wife and their husband, but that doesn't mean you're going to meet them the first person. You know, just because you matched up and they're on your match list doesn't mean they're your wife or husband, you know? And
wow.
So it's funny to me because, and it doesn't even need to be Match.com, but like, you know, a lot of the dating sites, like people go on there and they get their, you know, maybe you see how many they get their match, and they're like, okay, this is so exciting, I found someone. And then maybe they're disappointed because they go out with a person and they're nothing like what they would think their partner would be, or maybe they're everything they think their partner would be, but then the other person isn't as interested. And so
I don't know, we dated for 5 years before we got married.
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's just dating is just kind of like meeting a new friend. You're just trying to see if you even like their company in the beginning. It's very, you know, it's supposed to be fun. You know, dating is supposed to be fun. You're going out, you're meeting new people, you're probably doing fun things, hopefully, if you've set it up right. You're doing things you both enjoy. And that's what dating is in the beginning, the first 3 months at least, you know, is just trying to see if you even like each other's company. And if you don't, no hard feelings. And people take things so personally, and you just can't take dating personally. It's just, it's a very, it's, you know, people get very hurt because they're like, oh my gosh, I've been dating and I'm not finding my right person, and oh, nobody likes me, and they start to get down on themselves. And that's another reason why I like to prepare people for dating, because you need to be in a really good place to be able to find a good partner, because again, otherwise you're settling. You're going in there and you're kind of lonely, or you're bored, and you're like, okay, I want to get married, I want to meet my partner, I want to be loved, and you're coming from this needy place.
Well,
and that doesn't work, you know.
Do you think it's because they expect more now? I mean, I wouldn't expect to go to bed with somebody till I was married when I was young. Now it's kind of different.
Yeah, I just think it goes either way. Some people are the opposite, where they're just like, I'm not getting a relationship, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to put myself through that. I'm going to casually date and meet people and hook up. So that's a completely different thing than I do, because there's actually coaches that teach people how to hook up.
Yikes.
You know, like those dating coaches that teach men how to hook up with women.
Ooh.
I don't do that. So that's
yeah,
a whole different strategy.
That's a little sleazy.
That I don't touch. But again, it's about honesty and about communication and about saying, like, okay, and being very clear with yourself, like, okay, I'm in a good place. I'm not, you know, just needing love. You know, maybe they're hanging out with friends and family more, and they're filling their cup up. But anyway, yeah, the first 3 months, you're casually dating your different people, because a lot of times, especially if you're just out of a relationship that didn't work, you don't even know what you really want. you know, and so you've gotten kind of clear, you've worked out, okay, I want someone who's going to walk on the beach with me or watch movies with me, whatever, you've gotten clear on that part, but you don't know what kind of person is going to be a good match. And so I always recommend that you date, you just casually date, you hang out with people casually and for like different people to just try to see like, okay, well, I really like this about this person. I really liked how gentlemanly this person was, or I really liked how sweet they were. I really liked, you know, how into the community service they were. I can see myself being with somebody who has that quality. And then somebody else you're dating, you're like, wow, this person's really smart. I really like how we can communicate and talk about, you know, the world views, if you're into that, or whatever it is, or like books, like maybe you guys are both into books and you're like, okay, I really like how I can communicate with this person. So you're starting to kind of pick up the pieces of like what you're looking for in a partner. Like, okay, I want this and I want this. And you're seeing like, okay, well, this person is always late. That's not something I want in a partner. Okay.
That's me.
So you move on, you know? And so, cause some people care about that. And
wow.
So it should just be very casual in the beginning, very fun, very fun. You're just meeting new friends and you're having a great time enjoying life and meeting people. And then just see who sticks, you know, you kind of just keep going and see who sticks. And then if no one sticks, you go back and you meet new people.
Okay, here's the big question. Are there more guys or more girls out there?
I think there's both. There's plenty of people. There's plenty of fish, right? There's a website. There's a dating website called Plenty of Fish. So there's plenty of fish out there. And I think that's another thing. It's so interesting. I've noticed that with people is they start to get down on themselves. Oh, there's no one out there for me. I really am specific. I'm so picky. And I think that's just a way of protecting themselves, because I've met people like that, like, oh, I really want this very specific type of person, and he doesn't exist, and he does, you know. You just gotta keep your heart open, because a lot of times people will shut down, you know, and stop dating someone without even getting to know them, because they'll judge them really fast. Like if I had judged my husband from the first date, my fiance from the first date, I probably wouldn't have gone out with him again, because when I met him, he was so quiet and he was talking to me about his ex, and like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this guy who keeps talking about his ex and how much fun they had together. And it was just, I mean, he was very sweet though. So that's why I did go out with him again, because he was very sweet from the beginning, very considerate from the beginning. Before we went out, he texted me in the morning and said like, hey, do you need anything? I'm going to meet you at 1:00. I'm about to go to the gym. Just before the first date, he was already like checking in with me and like seeing if I was okay. And then he was very sweet and pulled my chair out, just very sweet. But at the same time, like that's like rule number one. You don't talk about your ex on the first date, you know?
My husband was with another guy at a dance, and my date was arguing with his ex. And they were arguing so much that this other guy came up to me and he said, you see that guy standing over in the corner? I said, yeah. And he said, he's really lonely and he's been staring at you all night. Would you dance with him once? And I said, sure. And so we were talking, and he said, there's a photographer over there, and you're so beautiful. Could we take a picture so I could remember you, even if we never see each other again? And I said, that's so sweet. And we took a picture, and then he called me again later, and we went to the next ROTC dance, because he was in ROTC, and that's how we met. He was so shy, I didn't think I'd ever get anything out of him, and now we've been married almost 50 years. So, yeah, you never know. It's just really weird. The shy ones are the best ones. Seriously.
Yeah, my fiance is pretty, it's not that he's shy. He's just, you know, he's not, like, I'm very outgoing, and I'm very, like,
and you're beautiful.
And thank you. And so, but his personality is more reserved. I guess that's the word, reserved. And so, yeah, if you'd asked me on even our like second or third date, if we were going to get engaged, I would have been like, oh no, like, I don't think so. Like, he's really nice, but I'm just having fun, you know, I'm just trying to get to know him. So I think that's just the attitude you have to have when you're dating, is just to have fun with your life, enjoy your life, know what you're looking for. And then when you're dating, it's not that it's like a trial. It's just, you just see if they're someone that you're compatible with. If you see if there's someone that you can see yourself with long term, and just don't get ahead of yourself, because that's how you set yourself up for disappointment. People get so ahead of themselves on the second date or the first date. They're already planning their like marriage, you know, how many kids they're going to have. And it's like, whoa, you don't even know this person. You know, you haven't seen them on a bad day. You haven't seen them when they're angry. You haven't seen them when they're upset. You don't know what they're like, and they're already, you know, it's crazy.
I didn't want any kids. And you know, you talk about planning things. The Jewish curse is, yeah, your son's going to call up and he's going to go, Ma, I met a girl. And, okay, she's black. Okay, she's not Jewish. Okay, she's a liberal. And my son did all of those things. I love her to death. And we had the cutest little girl. She looks like Halle Berry. I love her. So you never know what's going to happen. And I just live for texts on my phone with pictures of her. She's so adorable. You never know what you're going to get. So, you know, what's this? Forrest Gump? Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're...
And that's the thing. You just have to let go. You know, you have all these expectations, and that, like, that's just some personalities. Like, there's some people and their checklist is like 10 pages. Like, their partner has to have like 10 pages of things. And it's just like, no, you know, let go. Like, pick five things that are your must. They're the things that you have to have. And then other than that, like, have your, it would be nice list. And then just see how much fun you can have while you're out dating. You know, and it's just like, if you start saying like, okay, you have to bring home this kind of person or this religion or this political background or whatever. That's when the universe steps in and is like, oh.
When we come back, we're going to have a message from the universe. We're going to have our angel card, and it's going to tell us what we're going to do next. So we'll be right back with our angel of dating, Carlette Gallagher. Sorry about that. And we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested, alternative, and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the diva of dating, Colette Gallagher. And we're going to talk about our angel card that I have picked for today. Now, you know, I never know which card we're going to get because it's a big deck and you just pull one out at random. And this one is the angel of inner strength. So you know you got to be strong first in yourself before you go out looking for somebody else. Because the last thing you ever want to do is say, I need someone to complete me. No, 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 no. You complete yourself. And then you pick a partner. So the card that came up was the angel of inner strength. And the stone that goes with it, and this is a beautiful stone. It is rhodochrosite. It is a gorgeous pinkish red. Do you realize that you are magnificent? Believe in your magnificence and embrace your power. Know that you are strong enough to set boundaries with others and assert yourself in a loving manner. Allow yourself to be who you truly are, a loving and magnificent being. And then the affirmations on the back, and I always say them three times, come from the angel of inner strength. It is safe for me to be powerful in loving ways. I am magnificent in every way. I have the strength to do anything I set out to do with loving intention. I am grateful for the courage to be all I can be. So you be all those things and then you go look for a mate. Because here's the thing, guys. I hate to say it, but I just turned 70. My mate is 72. One of us is going to go first. I don't know which one. I told him he can't go first because I can't live without him. But you know what? Yes, you can. So here's the thing, that line, I am grateful for the courage to be all that I can be. When you go looking for a mate, you be all you can be. I'm not a Marine, but you be all you can be. Then you go look for a mate. And that's how you go out on the dating scene. You complete yourself. Then you go looking. What do you think, Colette?
Yeah, exactly. And it might surprise you while you're out having fun. Your mate might just show up.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for Clark, but like I told you, I was at a dance, and my date asked me out of spite because his ex went with somebody else. And so those two were like fighting like maniacs at the dance. And it was an all district dance. So the ROTCs from all of the different schools were there. And so my future husband was their stag, and he was from a different high school. So my date was busy with another guy. I mean, he was from another high school. I didn't expect to meet him. It was just, you know, The universe does what the universe wants. One of the ladies I had I used to be on another radio station doing another show. And this lady, I said, how'd you meet your mate? And she said, honestly, I wrote what I wanted on a piece of paper about 100 times. And then I took these pieces of paper up to a mountain. And I said to the universe, this is what I want. And then I threw the 100 pieces of paper up in the air. And the universe complied. I said, are you kidding me? She said, no. It's like the law of attraction. And here he is. They were astrologers, and they met, and they formed a business together. So it's, you know,
exactly.
The law. You ask for what you want, and you get it.
Exactly, and that's what I did the same thing. I didn't go on a mountain, but I definitely wrote it out for the full moon, and burned it. So you set your intentions, and then you act, you know, you do what you would do if you already had it. And that's what I did. I actually even wore a wedding ring before I met him.
Wow.
It was so funny, because I was trying to get into that feeling of being married, because you're manifesting. You're in that feeling, right? You're in the feeling of having whatever it is you're manifesting. So to get into the feeling of being married, I wore a wedding ring around. It was funny, because somebody was like, I was out with friends, and they're like, oh, are you married? And I said, oh, no. And they're like, oh, why are you wearing a wedding ring? And I said, oh, because I'm manifesting my husband.
I didn't ask for this guy.
Funny how, you know, it works.
I didn't ask for this guy. Obviously, my mother's stronger than I am, because she said, if you can't be a young, good-looking Jewish doctor, you're going to marry one. So pick one. So obviously, I didn't marry a young, good-looking Jewish doctor. I kind of became one, kind of, sort of, but I have my nice husband. So it's kind of a mix of the two, because I got to be a doctor, and I have this good-looking guy I married. So it's kind of, I got things a little mixed up. But I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. You know, I went to pre-med. I did. But I'm allergic to formaldehyde, and every time I walked in the lab, I would pass out. So that kind of messed up my mother's dream. But it is interesting because I did. My mother really, really, really loves my husband. She's up there in heaven now. But she really loves him, so she approves. It's okay.
Well, but, of course. I mean, he is pretty wonderful. So
Yeah,
it's just amazing how, you know, you can use those, the law of attraction and those techniques to manifest a mate, and the universe will have them show up. And, I mean, I met my fiancé on Tinder. I mean, like, that's supposed to be the hookup site. You're not supposed to meet your husband or your fiancé on Tinder, you know. Although, it's funny because I went to a wedding last December where the people met on Tinder, too. And that's the thing. You just never know. And so, if you're doing your intentions and you're in your power and you're having fun and you're enjoying life and you know what you want and you're in that feeling of having, it shows up. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, God has a sense of humor. He's got his plans made whether you like it or not. So, you know, might as well enjoy.
Exactly. So, just going out and just enjoying that process and not trying. And I think a lot of that's a part of the manifesting too, that people forget as they try. They start trying really hard, like, okay, I'm going to meet my husband. I'm going to go out and I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to, or my wife or whoever, you know, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to find my partner. And then they get frustrated and they get upset and they give up on dating. And they're like, oh, nothing ever works out for me because they're just trying so hard. And
can you
just have to let go.
Can you try too hard?
Can you try too hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. I know I have before where I was, you know, in relationships that I tried way too hard to stay with, you know, to keep it together. And I felt like it's my responsibility to make this relationship happen. And then I was just miserable because I was taking responsibility for the relationship and the other person's feelings. And you can't do that. You can't take responsibility for someone else's feelings. You can only control your own feelings. And so that was a big learning curve for me, is learning that, like, okay, I'm not responsible for other people's feelings. I'm not responsible for other people's happiness. I'm only responsible for my happiness. I can love, I can be loving, and I can do things out of love and help the person and be a partner to them, but I can't control their feelings. If they're a miserable person, they're a miserable person, and there's nothing I can do about that. So that was a lesson that I learned.
So can people hire you?
Dating life.
Can people hire you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if they go to your website, besides checklists, there will be a way to hire you to actually coach them through this?
Yep, at ColleGallagher.com. Yep, you can go on there and you apply. There's a link that says work with me. And you apply to... there's a little form you fill out, and then we would do a little consultation, a 15-minute consultation to see if we're a good fit to work together. And then, if we decide it's a good fit, then we would do a 3-month or a 6-month program together.
Wow. So what do you do with them when they hire you?
Well, it's a process. And so the beginning of the process is working on just seeing where they are and emotionally in life. And seeing how happy they are and seeing how, you know, if they're already super great and happy and joyous and, you know, they're going out and doing all the things they love to do, then we can get started right away with the actual, you know, looking for a partner part. But the first step is enjoying the life that they have. So some people, they're not happy, you know, they're okay. They're doing okay. Maybe they have a good career. And, but they're working too much. And so creating balance. So the first, like, depending on how long that takes, that could take anywhere from like a week to like a month and a half of like just balancing life, making sure that they're healthy, they're happy, they're hanging out with friends and family, that there's a balance, a life balance. So that's the beginning. And
do you ever just,
we get things balanced. Are you talking?
Do you ever say just get a dog?
Actually, that might work because you take the dog to dog park or out for a walk and there's single people, so that might be the solution.
I heard that dogs are, dogs attract mates. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, it is funny because I got a friend and she was like, oh, man, I wish I had the dog before I got married because there's all kinds of attractive single people here. It was just funny. She's kidding, of course, but it was funny. She's like, you should get a dog and hang out at a dog park. There's a lot of cute single people there.
I wonder if that's why they got their dogs. Seriously. You never know.
You wonder what?
I wonder if that's why they got their dogs. To try and attract
people.
Oh,
my friend, no. She got it after she was married. They got it together. But yeah, she did take it to the dog park, and she was like, wow, there's a lot of, like, single guys here. You should get a dog. This was a long time ago.
I want a dog. My husband said no. That's the only thing we fight about is a dog. Everything else is fine, but he won't let me have a dog.
Having a dog is like having a child. It's a commitment.
Seriously, I won't pick up the poop. That's why I can't have a dog.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, you have to take it out. You have, I mean, it cries. Like, you have to...
There you go. You got to walk it. Well, we have a fenced yard, but I still don't like to pick up poop. So, there you go.
But, yeah, and then after we get the life all balanced and good, which, again, could be... Maybe they come to be already like that. But then we plan out the vision and the dating vision of what they're looking for. And then I help them setting up their profile and helping them navigate through the dates. And so we work together once a week. And, yeah, it's super fun and exciting. So
sounds like it. Okay, so you're going to put all your information. You can send it to me, and I will put it on the Dr. Red Facebook page. And I do have a... I have a website, it's drsarahmyoung.net, and I haven't figured out how to do that. I need a webmaster, so if anybody is a webmaster, let me know, and I'll try to figure out how to put it on the site, but I can put it on my Facebook page. We'll be back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested, alternative, and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with a favorite dating diva, Colette Gallagher. And I will put all of her information on my Facebook page. And even if you don't find the love of your life, you'll sure have fun doing it. So look for that on the Dr. Red Says page on Facebook. And y'all can find me there. Just go to the search place and look for Dr. Red. There's more than one Dr. Red. The other guy sells questionable things to ingest, so that's not me. But right now, we have to do the rant of the week. So what makes you see red like Dr. Red does and blow smoke out your ears when you get angry? If you blow up, and it is good to let out aggression once in a while, because then you don't hold it in and get high blood pressure. So tell me your best pet peeve. The rant of the month wins a Dr. Red wig, so you can join the Dr. Redhead Society, although you don't have to have a pet peeve to do that. You just put something on my website and say, I want to join. So if you want to join the Dr. Redhead Society, you're welcome to do that. So for all of you listeners, what's your favorite pet peeve of the week? Mine is ClickBank. I wanted to take a really neat course in NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming. I already am one, but this one had some more exciting secrets, and it was like $10. Now, I certainly have $10, so I went to the site, and I hit PayPal, and PayPal said, okay, cool. And it went to ClickBank, and ClickBank said no. So I tried a credit card, and it said, okay, cool. And it went back to ClickBank, and ClickBank said no. So I used used three credit cards and PayPal, and ClickBank said no. So I called ClickBank, and ClickBank's customer service said, yeah, fine. And it said no. So they said, email them. And I emailed them, and it bounced back. Needless to say, I spent like 2 weeks trying to order this $10 course. I'm good for $10, guys. I have tried everything to get through to ClickBank so I could take this cotton picking course. I'm seeing red. There is no reason why I cannot contact these people and get this cotton picking course. So that's what makes me see red today. So, Colette, dear, you're so happy. Do you even have a rant?
I thought of one. My rant of the week is women who think getting pregnant is the secret to keeping a man. Oh, my freaking goodness. Like, no. If you think that having a child is the key to keeping a man, like, think again, because he can still leave. He'll just leave you pregnant, and then you have a kid, and you're a single mom.
And oh, my gosh.
It's just ridiculous to try to, like, trap someone that's so manipulative. And if a guy doesn't want to be with you, then let him freaking go and find someone who does. Like, don't try to, like, hold on to somebody who doesn't want to be with you. You'll find somebody who wants to be with you. And it's not going to happen if you're manipulative and lying and trying to trap somebody.
That's the rant of the year. That's the rant of the century. You made a person.
Yeah.
Do they not believe that? They made a person. Oh.
Exactly.
Wow. I don't think anybody will top that one. Do you know somebody that did that?
No, but I've had, like, people, like, in the past, like, suggest it, or I've heard other people do it. Like, I've heard of it. Like, I've definitely, like, heard of people that it happened to. So
okay, you are the reason for my catch line. When we leave the show, I tell people that it is okay to flip your wig, but it's not okay to lose your mind.
Right?
Seriously, people who do something like that have totally lost their minds. That's
exactly
a lifetime commitment.
Exactly.
Or they dump them off somewhere, or they just abandon them. That's just totally losing your mind.
Exactly.
I mean, how could somebody do that?
That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense to me. It's just like, okay, now you have a child who, like, you had because you were trying to keep a man who doesn't want the kid. So now this kid has to grow up having a dad that doesn't want a kid. And it's just, the whole thing is just so, like, not okay. So hopefully none of your listeners are anybody that would do that. But that's my rant.
I think I will be bringing a red wig over to your house. I mean, that's just, I don't think anybody's going to top that one. Although you would probably look gorgeous in a red wig. So I think you won the rant of the month. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I have not known anybody that has done that, but it's certainly, I watch soap operas, and they do that like every other week. It's, they got to learn a new ploy. You know, because there's
or
like,
people do it to stay married, like, not even just when they're dating. They do it to stay married. Like, oh, we're not doing so well. Let's have another kid. That'll help.
I know. It's like every other week on the soap opera, a guy goes, oh, here's my long-lost son or daughter. And I'm going, they have like 5 million relatives that they didn't know existed, and they just pop out of the woodwork, you know. Okay, find another storyline, because this is getting old. Speaking of other storylines, next week is going to be fun. We are going to talk about, has anybody else been kind of crazy lately? I'm a Gemini, and Mercury has been retrograde forever, and it's coming out of retrograde next week, thank goodness, because I have been, well, I can't blame it all on Mercury, but I've been kind of nuts until Mercury goes out of retrograde next week, and then the eclipse got me. We're going to have an astrologer on next week to explain why I'm crazy. Part of it, why I'm crazy. So next week we're going to talk about astrology and why the stars rule our lives. So if you want to know about astrology, tune in next week and we will talk about the stars. Does that do anything for you, astrology?
You know, it's funny because I didn't really believe in Mercury retrograde, but the weirdest things have been happening. Like, just to, like, in general, like, things like technology isn't working. I went to a wedding and the photo booth lady who does this probably every weekend, her pictures wouldn't print out. And then just random things that are just like, what? Like, just little things that would never happen, and it's just so crazy. So, I'm starting to believe a little bit in Mercury.
Everybody's technology, the day of the eclipse, everybody's technology went bonkers. Seriously. And I even had to get a new laptop. I'm doing this today. My Skype has been nuts. Every time I had to do a show, my Skype has been nuts. And today I'm on a brand new laptop and it's working and I am so happy. But I have a lady, she's been on several times, her name is Jade Rader, and I know you're an empath because I'm one and we're like each other. I can tell you where to go get her download. It's a download for empaths, and you listen to it, and it reboots your empathic system. It's wonderful. You will feel so good after you listen to this. It's 20 minutes. You listen to this thing, and your whole system reboots. Oh, geez, it's wonderful. So she will be on again. I have her on occasionally. But if you're an empath and you went through this Mercury retrograde and you went through the, and we all did, the eclipse, you listen to this and you come out of it and you go, oh, that's just what I needed. So next week, this guy, he's wonderful, is going to explain why we have the term lunatic, by the way, why we have other terms, why the stars in their alignments make us the way we are. So if you have time, tune into that. If not, you can always catch it on demand. But there is a reason why we have astrologers to tell us what to do. And thank you so much for coming. And you got to come back again and tell us how things are going. Because I just love talking to you. You've just been one of the best guests I've ever had and one of the highest rated guests. So obviously people need help with their love lives.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. I love it. It's so fun. It's fun and being on here and talking about it. So
yeah, come back and tell us more about wedding planning because you might end up being a wedding planner. You never know. Because I don't know about that.
I have friends that are event planners and there's just no way.
Oh, can you have one tell me? Can you get one to come on the show, please?
Maybe. I'll see. Yeah, I'll ask them.
Yeah, get me an event planner because I watch Bridezillas, and oh my gosh, that's a funny show. Seriously, Bridezillas is hysterical. So if you can get me an event planner, I think that would be so much fun. Seriously. Okay. So we have one more minute. I want to thank you so much for coming and telling us all about what we need to know. I don't think I ever will go back in the dating scene. If Clark dies before me, I'm going to just stay an old widow. Seriously. It's too hard. But for you youngins out there.
It can be fun, but definitely.
For you youngins out there, call Colette. Take two aspirins. Call me in the morning and call Colette after that.
Exactly.
And thank you so much for being here. And remember, guys, it's okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. And we will see you next week to find out what's in your stars. And that's it for Dr. Red Says. We'll be back with all of the mystical magic of astrology. And Dr. Red Says. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.